Today we share a few Celtic wedding traditions. The feast was one of the most important aspects of a Celtic wedding. Unlike today, where the ceremony and reception are viewed separately, traditional Celtic weddings incorporated everything into one big ceremony. The families and friends of both the bride and groom were there along with members of the community. The Celtic bride was very important. The term bride is Celtic in origin and refers to Brigid or Brige, an exalted goddess of Celtic lore. The veil is a very old tradition too. Before the bride is veiled, she is a maiden. When she wears her veil, she becomes a goddess in her own right. She takes on her mystery and feminine powers. When she is unveiled by her groom, she returns to this world, changed, as her old life has ended and a new one begins. The ceremony itself was a very simple ritual called hand fasting. The bride and groom would stand facing each other, holding hands, and they were bound by a ceremonial rope, cord, or wrap. This is where the term tying the knot comes from. This symbolically signified the unity of the couple. There are many variations on how hand fastings were performed. They seem to vary throughout the times and regions. Some involved only one cord or rope, others involved up to six. Scottish weddings used a piece of the family tartan to tie the wedded couple. In some rituals, to finalize the marriage, the couple would hold hands and jump over a branch or a broom into their new life together. Many customs are specific to local areas of Ireland, Scotland, and Brittany. Some have survived the times and are still used today. The Clodagh Ring is from Ireland. It was named from one of Ireland's oldest fishing villages. These rings have been in use in Ireland for several hundred years. The two hands clutching a heart are for friendship, the crown for loyalty or fidelity, and the heart symbolizes love. The custom is if single, you wear the ring on the right hand facing out. You wear it facing in if spoken for. On the left hand, you wear the ring outward, meaning you are engaged. During the wedding ceremony, the ring is then turned inward to signify the final devotion of the heart in marriage. Scottish heritage might incorporate the family tartan or plaid into the wedding party attire. If the groom and the groomsmen don't want to wear the traditional kilts, they could have sashes made out of the tartan or even vests to be worn with the tuxedos. It's also customary in Scottish weddings for the groom to pin a piece of his family tartan on the bride after the exchange of rings. Another Celtic symbol dates from Wales during the 17th century. It is a Welsh love spoon. A love spoon is a decorated, hand-carved wooden spoon. A young man would present it to his sweetheart as a token of affection. It is thought the love spoon represented an early form of an engagement ring or the acceptance of a serious courtship. The carver was very skilled because even very large spoons were carved from just one piece of wood. The spoon could be plain or intricately designed with symbols. The exact meanings are uncertain, but there are a few accepted symbols and corresponded meanings. The heart symbolized that my heart is yours. Two hearts symbolized that we feel the same about each other. A horseshoe was for good luck and happiness. The knot symbolized everlasting love. Leaves and vines symbolized love growing. Double spoons symbolized the couple together forever, and a triple spoon symbolized family. This moment barely scratches the surface of Celtic wedding traditions, but I will use this moment to wish my own beloved a happy anniversary. For the Celtic Cultural Alliance, I'm Sheila White. Sláinte.